Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
For dads and mums at the moment, it's particularly tough having the kids in lockdown. You've got to do the schoolwork, but there's also the play element. You and I don't have kids, Hutsy.
No.
I don't mean together. I just mean,
you know. No, not yet. We're looking to adopt.
We're not parents. So our idea when it comes to child's play usually involves this dude.
It's like, hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Oh. So, you know, you don't want us babysitting your kids because we might chuck that on to keep them entertained. Sort of story last night talking about, you know, how parents need to sort of think outside the box a little bit when it comes to keeping the kids entertained. Child's play is super important. There was this little girl on this story, Sophie Chung, and she sort of said, you know, she loves to play outside.
I mostly like the fig tree and the washing line. Because when I grow up, I really want to be an acrobat.
An acrobat?
Okay. Or a politician. Both involve doing backflips. So Sophie's happy with either there. So as you heard, like, a clothesline will keep a kid entertained for hours. Oh. A tree in the backyard will keep them entertained.
Or swinging on a clothesline got Hutsy in trouble for hours and hours as a kid.
Well, yeah, I did get whipped with a skipping rope for swinging on our clothesline. I still remember that day vividly when Mum leapt out from behind the oven when I snuck back into the house. But anyway, that's my own childhood trauma to deal with. So maybe the kids, though, are sick of swinging on the clothesline or climbing the tree out in the yard. They had Alex Chung. She's from the Australian Toy Association, not to be confused with the Adult Toy Association, although they have many tips on how to keep parents, how they can entertain themselves during lockdown, but that's a different story.
And all them
toys altogether
require batteries as well, anyway.
That's true. Alex had a few suggestions for parents on what they can do to keep the kids entertained in lockdown.
Play doesn't have to be expensive. Play can be as simple as throwing a sheet over the couch and building a cubby inside. It can be as simple as kicking a ball in the backyard.
Yeah, but if the ball goes over the neighbour's fence, you have to wait until lockdown ends before you can go and get the damn thing. And building a pillow fort is fun.
Even
at the age of 45, I sometimes go, geez, I'd love to build a pillow fort. I mean, there's nothing stopping me.
Yeah, I used to build the most budget ones when I was little. I would get two chairs and I would have the backs facing each other and just put a sheet over and put pegs over it.
Oh.
It was the most povo-looking thing you've ever seen in your life, but it entertained me.
We take all the cushions off the couch to build our pillow forts. It's great fun for kids, although in lockdown, of course, they can't have any imaginary friends around unless they're assisting with moving the fort or they're inspecting the fort in the interest of leasing it or purchasing it. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the restrictions in place. Super important that you keep the kids' minds engaged, as they explain in a few more activities.
Easy play ideas include music and dancing, dress-ups, treasure hunts, pretend shops, and nature walks.
And it's not just a way to pass the time. Play is proven to improve brain structures.
Yeah, so Hutsy and I are going to be wrapping up the show early today so we can get our costumes together for the treasure hunt, because we need a lot of brain structure improvement. So the remainder of this week is all play for us.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
While some businesses have had to pivot and basically shut down, unfortunately, the way they're doing things, some other places have just been going up and 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 up. Like Harvey Norman, we heard that they had some record profits and things like that. And then eventually Jerry Harvey had to hand back $6 million reluctantly for the JobKeeper.
I wish I'd bought stock in like Pfizer or any face mask or hand sanitizer company, you know, prior to all this. You'd be raking it in right now.
Yeah, and another sector that's doing particularly well is online shopping, obviously, online sales, things like that. People are just looking around the home going, all right, what can I use for this house? Even if I don't need it, I just need to be keeping active and, you know,
doing
something. Yeah,
I'm stuck inside this hovel, so I might as well spruce it up.
Yeah, so the delivery industry has gone through the roof, so much so there's a lot of places that can't keep up. We're hearing about Australia Post can't keep up with the demand of how many things are being bought online and things like that.
Yeah, they're hiring like another 4,000 workers to cope with the increased demand.
On the wharves, shipping containers, running out of room and, you know, stuff for that sort of thing as well. But it looks like courier drivers in particular are being run off their feet just a little bit as well. But they've had to hire that many people because it's exploded the industry. It looks like maybe some haven't been given the proper sort of training, maybe not any sort of training. Take a listen to this.
Tossed into the bushes, delivered in pyjamas, never collected. It's the 2021 Courier Olympics. But not everyone's a fan of the big event.
How angry are you? I'm furious.
These courier services are potentially ruining my small business.
Do your jobs.
Where's
my parcel?
They're really going off the whole Olympic theme, furious, aren't they, in this report? But so many customers are just reporting of just things getting thrown willy-nilly, finding ridiculous places, as you heard. People in pyjamas coming, dropping off parcels and things like that. The whole thing's getting out of hand.
I don't even know why you would compare it to the Olympics. Like, when it comes to delivery, Olympics is the pinnacle.
I know.
You've got a torch that makes its way all the way around the world. It doesn't get better when it comes to deliveries than that.
I know. It's a strange comparison. But one of those people you heard in that bit of audio was a guy by the name of Michael. And, well, they stuffed up his one particularly bad. Take a listen.
There was something in the bush, and I didn't realise what it was and walked past it. Then I went back, picked it up and realised it was a package.
It was the fragile birthday present Michael says he ordered online for a friend worth $250.
Then I downloaded the security footage to see how it got in the bush, not on the front doorstep.
Yeah. Happy birthday to the ground, eh?
Yeah, that's
drop punted that thing.
You see something in the bushes at first, you're like, oh, not the poo jogger again. You're like, oh, no, it's that parcel.
Yeah.
This is what I don't understand. If I was a delivery driver, I understand you're on a tight schedule and it's getting tighter with the increased demand. But if you, like, we saw that footage the other day of the guy delivering the present for the parcel for New South Wales Premier.
Yeah, just was he got fired. He was throwing it around the warehouse. He got fired after that.
But if you abuse this parcel and the stuff inside gets damaged, you know what happens? The person then wants to return it. So that's more work for you. And then you have to deliver the replacement item. Yeah. So you're creating more work.
Absolutely.
If you destroy the stuff that's in the parcel.
Yeah, and as you heard with Michael's not too happy about this. And then he reviewed the footage of how his parcel got damaged. Take a listen to this.
This Aramex courier driver is in the running for gold, taking contactless delivery too far. CCTV shows the driver walking halfway down Michael's driveway and rolling the parcel the rest of the way.
All right.
It lands in the bushes.
It wasn't a tyre. No. This was a long parcel. He just puts it there and then just starts rolling. It's like, well, my job is done. Take a photo.
Delivering a 10-pin bowling ball, then that's fair enough, you know. But otherwise, what an idiot.
Just absolutely horrible. It's just horrible to hear all this stuff going on as well. And they've been using the whole Olympic quotes through the whole thing, so I might as well sum it up with basically an Olympic reference. You know, they haven't seen someone handle a package and a package getting damaged this badly since Matt Shervington in the 2000 Olympic Games.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
COVID Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are idiots until proven otherwise in a court of law.
Well, you think at this stage in the game, everyone would be doing the right thing with the lockdown and trying to end it as quickly as they can by just staying inside, stopping the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19, but it seems to be bringing more numpties out of the woodwork than ever. So going to go through a few of them now. At one New South Wales Woolies, there was a bloke who went, why should the Karens have all the fun?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to start going ham on a police officer who just wants me to show my ID. And so he filmed the whole thing as he confronted this poor cop.
I'm not doing nothing wrong. Unless if you suspect me of doing something wrong, I'm buying drinks.
Do you have an ID on you, sir?
I've got an ID, but I don't have to show you.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Well, at least show me your Woolies rewards card. Just show me that. I want to see how many points you've got, damn it.
Yeah, if anyone starts a conversation with, I'm not doing nothing wrong, you know you're in for a very stimulating conversation.
Apart from butchering the English language and not wearing a mask, there's probably a whole list of things after that that the guy's doing wrong. But anyway, he wasn't alone. While he chose to make his stand at his local Woolies yesterday, a lot of people, as you may have seen on the news, were outside protesting. We had a few in Bega. They were all over New South Wales, some in Queensland as well. A few of the highlights of this. My favourite is that people are really against the media.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you got guys like this.
I believe we can be free human beings. We can do this, guys. We can do this.
What about the fire?
Thank you. I believe the media is a big part of that fire. So good luck.
So you're talking to the media now. They're always like, the media's to blame. Come over here, point this camera at me. I want to tell you how much it's your fault.
It's a different breed of people. We know this. I saw footage of people doing protesting as well, and they were trying to disguise it like they were doing exercise. Like one person was just like waving, spinning, like doing stretches in between protesting.
It's to like, make nah, bro, look. I've got a yoga mat down. Yeah. I'm exercising. Oh. I'm allowed to do this. This guy was the same. Like banging on about the media, straight to the camera.
And the media, I don't think they're covering her enough. I mean, they're just one-sided. You know, it's absolutely against our human rights.
I mean, that guy was wearing a South Sydney Rabbitohs hat, so I question all of his life choices. He's the last person you should be listening to.
Yeah, random Souths guy turning up at protests now.
My favourite of yesterday's protesters, though, against the lockdown, was this lady. She had such conviction when she was doing the protest, and then just listen to her enthusiasm peter out as she gets thrown in the back of a divvy van. Have a listen.
You are not allowed to search my bag. You need to put it in here with me. You are not allowed to search my bag. This is what our government's
going to. She's like, oh.
Whoops. She just realised, oh, they're not listening to me. They're closing the doors in my face. I've just got to stop now.
I'm surprised you didn't start doing the count like the parent. I'm going to give you the count of three. One.
And just a quick update as well on a story we had, I think, earlier this week or maybe late last week about the Boot Bandit. Zoe Burford gave us an update about this one.
I am the daughter of Boot Bandit.
The Boot Bandit is Paula Burford, found hiding in the back of her car as it was towed across the border.
I just wanted to get her here. They found her in the boot, as you all know. Everyone stay safe and don't do what I've done.
Yeah, Zoe says if you are going to smuggle your parents across the border, stuff them in a suitcase, put them on the roof racks. Less chance of the cops searching up there.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.